Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Social worker Julie Seaman at Pella Regional Health Center joins us on today's program to talk about a special support group that starts Thursday for the survivors of suicide loss. Well, Julie, a program that is coming up that is targeted for a specific group dealing with a very specific type of grief. What is the name of this course that starts later this week? And ultimately, who is this for?
It's a support group for people that have lost family members to suicide. So it's for to deal with loss and grief issues, specifically around suicide issues and the suicide feelings that family members experience as a result of a suicide in their family.
Well, and you were telling me before we started the interview that you kind of had some different angles at this growing problem, it seems. And this is something that affects more people than many expect. What are some of the statistics around suicide and those having to deal with it? And you firsthand have dealt with some of these issues that have kind of come to the forefront.
Certainly, an American dies by suicide every 12.95 minutes. It's the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 24 and the fifth leading cause of death for ages 45 to 59. So it is a huge group, not only the person that commits suicide, and actually the statistics say that Iowa is actually above average for the amount of suicides. So it affects not only that person, that family, but the peers, coworkers, friends, such a large area of a number of people that are affected by a suicide.
Well, and this class that you have coming up, you had special training for, deals with a very different kind of grief. Well, there's grief in all loss of life, it seems. There's additional complications, as you explained it to me. What are those additional complications, and what are the things that people are dealing with in the instance of the suicide of a family member or friend?
Just to clarify, it's a group. It's a group, not specifically a class, because class, normally there's a teacher and pupils, but this is going to be a group that is a group's group. It's I may be the facilitator. I took the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention facilitator training, but really it's going to be group members assisting other group members. Some of the issues that come up that are very different are that suicide survivors of loss often feel very stigmatized. They feel very alone. It's a difficult topic to bring up with people and to say, my son committed suicide or my husband committed suicide. Many of them may blame themselves for things that they thought they should have done. And those are all normal feelings that we want to be able to normalize in the group, that these feelings are what most loss members that are left to deal with the suicide deal with. They feel abandoned by friends and families because not necessarily because the friends and families don't want to help, but because they don't know how to help. They don't know what to say.
Where can folks get started to get signed up for this group or just show up to this group and just bring yourself, bring friends? What do you recommend when folks want to participate in something that is a very sensitive topic to many?
Our first meeting is going to be at the public library on February 4th. But I really would like people to call me ahead of time just to make sure that it's a good fit, they're in a good place to be able to come to the group. So my phone number is 641-620-5058. Or you can also get me at my email address, which is jseeman, S-E-E-M-A-N-N, at pellahealth.org. And let me know that you're interested and I'll give you a call back just so that we can chat a little bit before the group starts.
What else do folks need to know about this topic that they might not otherwise, especially since you've had some firsthand experience with this?
It's just a difficult topic. It's a very difficult topic for people and very personal. And people sometimes feel that if they start talking about it, they may lose all of their emotions. And we want the group to be a safe place where they can do that. We're confidentiality. Things aren't going to go outside our meeting. And just to be able to feel the support of other people that have experienced the same situation.
That concludes today's Vrenchka Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.